May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 139. My shepherd will supply my need. Jehovah is his name. In pastures fresh he makes me feed beside the living stream. Hymn 139.
Thank you. shall we read together this evening two portions from the Word of God. The first is found in the book of Isaiah and chapter 43, and then turning to the prophecy of Zechariah, and we'll read together chapter 2. The book of Isaiah and chapter 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Saviour. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honour me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor weary thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore have I profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. Shall we now turn to the prophecy of Zechariah, and we'll read chapter 2. Zechariah chapter 2. I lifted up mine eyes again and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then said I, whither goest thou? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, and to see what is the breadth thereof, and what is the length thereof. And behold, the angel that talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him, and said unto him, run, speak to the young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, for the multitude of men and cattle therein. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord, for I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you, for he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. For behold, I will shake mine hand upon them, and they shall not be a spoil to their servants. And ye shall know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, For lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people. And I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto thee. And the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion in the holy land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious, eternal, almighty Lord God, in thy mercy thou hast gathered us together once more this night. Once more we are found in thy house, in this place. And O gracious Lord, keep us ever mindful that thou dost see us each. Thou knowest what goes on inside us. Thou knowest our very thoughts. There is nothing hid from thee. And O Lord, in thy sovereignty, in thy eternal purposes from all eternity to eternity, that we are gathered in this place, as thou hast ordered all our lives, that we might be found here this night. O gracious Lord, search us out in these things. O Lord, do we believe that thou art that one who orders all things according to thy will? Thou, O Lord, who knowest all things, thou who art Almighty God. And as we have read thy word together, Lord, was there that reading of us, oh, those solemn things spoken in that portion that we read from Isaiah, a people that did not follow thee, did not worship thee as they ought. People, as thy word declared, that held back on those sacrifices, O Lord, the solemnity of it. Search us out, search us out. For as we read, O Lord, thou, I am the Lord. Oh, we cannot quite quote it, Lord, I am the Lord. I am Almighty God, there is no other. My glory will I not give to another. O Lord, where are our eyes this night? Where are our thoughts? Where, O Lord, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Lovest thou me more than these, O gracious Lord? Search us out in these things. O what of our love to thee? O Lord, what of our following of thee? What of that taking up of that cross daily? What of denying ourselves, laying ourselves in the dust? O gracious Lord, look down in mercy, O we pray. O Lord, search us out, grant us that true confession. O the dear apostle penned those words, if we confess our sins, he is just to forgive us our sins. O Lord, grant to us indeed that searching out, that true confession of sin, and yet, Lord, and that repentance, that godly sorrow with repentance. But O Lord, if thou dost deal with us in that sieving of us, grant us that grace to bow the knee to thy will and the means that thou wilt use. O Lord, to restore, to revive. O Lord, as David was brought to that place, might it be our cry, restore unto me, O Lord, the joy of thy salvation. O Lord, pardon us prayers if they are amiss, and yet, Lord, we pray that thou wilt look down upon us this night, and that thou wilt bless us in our souls. O, by thy power, O Holy Spirit, O, search out, and yet, Lord, lift us up, from those besetting sins, those indwelling sins, those sins that we love in our heart, Lord. Oh, one pen, those words, take away the love of sinning. Alpha and Omega be. Oh, Lord. Lord, search us out by thy word. That true religion is to visit the widows and the fatherless, and to keep ourselves unspotted from this world. O Lord,
Oh, how we have to confess how we are so tainted. And thy word warns us, Lord, of those idols. And that need to be kept. And yet, Lord, as we look in our own heart, what idols there are. O Lord, those things in our lives, those things in our family, those things in our church. O Lord, the dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, tear it from my heart, Lord, might worship only thee. We sing it, Lord, but O bring us emptied to thy feet, O Lord, to worship only thee, to trust in thee, to grant us that faith, Lord, to trust in thee, to lean upon thee. Oh, as we read of those that came up out of that wilderness, leaning on the Beloved. O Lord, we look in our own heart, but we come before thee in that cry. Search us out, Lord. What are we leaning upon? What of that form of godliness, yet denying the power thereof? O, thy word speaks these things, Lord. But what of me? Hear that cry, Lord, what of me? So then gather with us this night as we come once more around thy word. O Lord, might it be a living word. Might it come, Lord, with power by thy power, O Holy Spirit, into those hearts prepared of thee. Oh, we pray, might that that is set forth be owned and blessed of thee and used of thee, if it be thy will. Oh, Lord, for the work is thine. Oh, Lord, work, work, we pray. Search us out, Lord. So help us now, as we gather together once more around thy word. O gracious Lord, and do bless this people gathered here, Lord. From the youngest to the eldest, each one a never-dying soul. Might there be, might we each have that right concern for our own soul and the souls of those that we love, that we know, and the souls of those around, Lord. That there might yet be, even in this dark day, a remnant according to the election of grace. And might thou hear that cry that goes up, O Lord, may I, one of thy remnant, be. O Lord, work, work in never-dying souls. O Lord, turn hearts of stone to hearts of flesh. O Lord, hear that cry. May I one of thy remnant be. For, O Lord, there is only one thing needful. One thing, how many things go through our mind and take up that time thou hast given us, Lord, and what of the one thing needful. O gracious Lord, forgive our many sins, my many sins, Lord. Wash, O wash, and pardon in thy precious blood. Hear the cries of thy crying ones. So, Lord, as we have prayed, watch over this place. We pray specially for the children and the young people. Might they truly be that concern. O Lord, of parents, grandparents, of church congregation, that they might be kept. O Lord, that their names might be in thy book. O gracious Lord, pray for our own little cause, Lord. Pray for the many causes up and down the land. O might there yet be that cry, turn us again. And we shall be healed. Heal the breaches, Lord. Cause the lions and the lambs to lay down together. Be with the gatherings of thy people where they are. Throughout this world thou art working. That in gathering, Lord, till that time when that last one brought out from nature's darkness into that marvellous light. O Lord, grant us that faith to believe. Might we be found as those of old who would turn themselves from idols and were looking for thine appearing. O Lord, we can use the words, but oh, what are we looking for? O Lord, hear that cry. O Lord, return. Lord, visit me. Hear my cry. Pardon me. Hear the cries of thy crying ones. Hear that cry, Lord. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. O Lord, that wrought out cry. So forgive, Lord, our many sins. Look in mercy on our land and nation. O Lord, the solemnity of those many who have passed by places of worship. And yet, Lord, but for thy sovereign grace, thy sovereign mercy, where would we have been this night? So help us now, O Lord, we pray, pardon our every sin, as we ask all for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn number 356. Does the gospel word proclaim rest for those who weary be? Then my soul put in thy claim, sure that promise speaks to thee. Marks of grace I cannot show, all polluted is my breast. Yet I weary am, I know, and the weary long for rest. Hymn 356.
As the Lord might help us this night, I would direct your thoughts to the prophecy of Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, and chapter 2, and reading verse 5. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. And we'll read the fourth verse also, as the fifth verse follows on. And said unto him, Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, for the multitude of men and cattle therein. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Yes, these words recorded as the Lord inspired in those leadings of Zechariah to record these things, those things and visions that the Lord had spoken unto him, that bringing back of that number to rebuild the temple. And as the Lord might help us this night, yes, the fifth verse has laid upon our thoughts, but we would just observe that in the fourth verse. And said unto him, Run, speak to the young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, for the multitude of men and cattle therein. And as you know, in many of the towns and cities in this country, there was that wall, that city wall, that wall that was built for protection, that wall to keep those inside safe. But here, the Lord speaking of what he is to his people as that protector, as that one who watches over. And we have those words, and they come to mind in the 121st Psalm. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. And as the word recalls that the eye of the Lord ever upon his people, that ear of the Lord ever open unto the cries of his people. And dear child of God, has there not that been known in that way that even the Lord has led thee to this place this night? Of that care, of that watching over us. Oh, undeserved, unmerited, but in that love to his people, as that keeper, as that one who knows all things, as that one who seeth all things, as that one able to keep, able to protect, even in the deepest of depths. And as we said those words, so that thought of Jonah in his rebellion, yet the Lord watching over him, proving indeed, as our text speaks, of that wall of fire round about. Yes, not physically, as it were, but in that watching over, even, we say it lovingly, for we cannot cast any stones, can we, concerning Jonah, concerning that nature in us. We do not say that to excuse, but the Lord watching over. And what does that wall of fire speak of? That is impenetrable. Perhaps we remember and seen those pictures of those fires in California and Australia. Oh, the power of fire. And we say this very carefully. Yes, these illustrations that speak for our understanding as we are taught by the Holy Spirit of what the Lord is to his people. As that wall of fire round about to keep them, to watch over them. Those everlasting arms underneath. And dear Jonah, even in the depths of that whale, the darkness, as he speaks of it, it is that belly of hell. What must it have been? For it was a real event, let none be deceived. The darkness, the coldness, the emptiness, and now in the depths of the sea, and yet where were those everlasting arms? Underneath. Where was the Lord? Watching over him, round about him, knew where he was, and that bringing of him to that place. As we read here at the, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Had not forgot him, had he, the Lord, had not forgot Jonah. Heard those cries, for he that neither slumbereth nor sleepeth, heard those cries, I shall yet look again. That lifting up of those eyes, to look again unto the Lord. And we have also recorded in Isaiah, those words, can a mother forget her sucking child? Yes, she may, but I will not forget thee, saith the Lord. for I am thy keeper. I am that one who watches over you. I am that one as that wall of fire, as it were, round about you. And I am that one who careth for you. And that glory of the Lord that shines forth unto his people as those eyes are open to see and to view him by faith as the altogether lovely, the chiefest among 10,000. We have that account in the 2 Kings, as you may know, as Elisha in that city the enemy surrounding, and that young man who looked out, and what did he see? That host of that army surrounding them. With horses and chariots. And his servant, Elisha's servant, said unto him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And Elisha answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire about Elisha. We look in our own heart. Look in our own heart. May sing those lines. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense. And how oft is it? Again, look in my own heart. Do we look at the circumstance? Do we look at the impossibility of the circumstance, judging the Lord by feeble sense? What of that that we considered this morning of the Lord's provision unto him that is able to do more than we can ask or think? And the Lord, child of God, is there not that tracing out of those times when we've looked at that circumstance, and then through that work and power of the Holy Spirit, the lifting up of those eyes to look beyond the circumstance, to look up unto the Lord, who seeth all things, who knoweth all things, knoweth all about that circumstance, for the Lord has ordered those things that have brought us to that place. And then that bringing of us to cry unto him, "Lord, appear, Lord, deliver, Lord, keep, Lord, strengthen me, Lord, support me, Lord, bring me through." Those prayers, those short prayers, those cries wrought out by that work of the Holy Spirit. And the eye of faith opened to see the Lord round about, to see the Lord as that one that holds us My sheep hear my voice, and known of me, as we read in the 10th of John. Held by that hand of love and mercy, they shall never perish, and none shall pluck from that hand. Do we believe it? Oh, we pray as the eye of faith is opened. Who has kept you? Who has kept me? Who has watched over us from all eternity to eternity? Who fixed that date of our birth that we had no hand in, we speak reverently, that day that is before us, that none of us shall escape, fixed in the eternal appointments of Almighty God? Who brought you? Who brought me? As we read of the wind blowing where it listeth, that unconcern that was in us and that bringing us to that concern of our never dying soul. With some there may have been that sitting under the truth and hearing of these things, and with others of us no realization of our eternal state. And yet, the opening of our eyes to see what we are, sinners deserving a just hell for all that we have done, that the Lord God is real, before whom we will have to stand. That work begun. And he is, Paul writes of these things, being confident of this very thing, as he could trace out that work begun and how the Lord had led him even thus far safely. He that has begun that good work in you will perform it unto the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we may have said before, as that work of grace is begun in the soul, so now that bringing of that one born again, not of the flesh but of the Spirit, that one brought to love, that name that they had despised, may have mocked, taken in that wrong way, some of us have, and now that name brought to love, and now that cry, if not in the words and the reality of it, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Lord, in that following of the Lord. And as the dear Redeemer spoke to the disciples, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so, those places the Lord brings his people into, to bring them to cry unto the Lord. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, delivered him out of all his troubles. Dear child of God, we look back in our lives when we knew nothing of those words, nothing of those things. Yes, you may have heard of it, but as that work of grace is known, that crying unto the Lord, and there is this also, that proving of the Lord to be that one whose love is unchangeable, who is full of tender mercy, one who pitieth, one whose love none shall separate from, and one who watches over his people. For as we have said, held by that hand of love and mercy, and those everlasting arms underneath, and we would not exaggerate, as it were, or speculate, but those arms underneath, the precious promises of the Lord, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Lo, I am with thee always, even unto the end. Dear child of God, we may have said before, but as we are brought in that path and in that teaching of the Lord, the unchangeableness, the immutability of the Lord. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. And has there not been, oh, that spot, that place, where there has been that looking up unto the Lord, oh, trembling one, but that giving thanks unto the Lord of his unchangeableness, of that love and mercy, of that watching over his people, and that giving thanks unto him for his goodness and his mercy. That wall of fire round about his people. And we read in Isaiah, that portion perhaps familiar to us, of that walking through those rivers, that walking through the fire, the Lord present. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by my name. When thou goest to pass through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Through the fire shall not be burned, shall not kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel. And those three Hebrew children, as we read in Daniel, now refusing to bow the knee to that idol that Nebuchadnezzar had put up, the fiery furnace before them, but that trusting in the Lord. If we perish, we perish. If we are delivered, that looking to the Lord, but that trusting in him. And cast into the fiery furnace, as you know, the heat such that those that cast them in were destroyed, bound, defenseless as it were. Yet, even in that heat, of the fiery furnace, was there not one who was that fire round about them, that watched over them, that his glory shone forth? And we read, and Nebuchadnezzar looks in, did we not cast three into the furnace? Now there is four, one as the Son of God. Lo, I am with you always. Passing through the fire, I am that one who is round about thee. I am that one who will bring thee through. I am that one that will deliver thee to be with me, safe at last, child of God. Trusting as the eye of faith lifted up beyond, as we read of these three Hebrew children, as it were young men as they were then, looking beyond the things of this earth, looking to that one who indeed, as we sing, is that sovereign ruler of the skies. As we sing, that sovereign protector I have. Do we not know something of it? Dear tried, tempted one, who has watched over you? Who has brought you thus far safely? Not ourselves, is it? No. For oh, sadly, if we are left to ourselves, between your soul and the Lord, for the Lord knows, and you know as it is between us and the Lord. Oh, what creatures we are. But oh, that mercy of the Lord. Is there more to that mercy, child of God? Yes. That mercy that endureth forever. And what of Daniel? As perhaps we said before, we've read to our children Daniel in the lion's den. But Daniel must have been a man somewhere approaching his 80s. The Lord who had watched over him, the Lord in whom was his trust, the Lord, throughout that journey, who had been that one, that fire round about him, that one who had watched over him. And now, to be cast into that den of lions. And yet, was there not one over all those deceitful princes and counselors? Was there not one watching over Daniel? Was there not one that held him in that hand of love and mercy? Was there not, in that den of lions,
those everlasting arms underneath. And dear child of God, we know not what is before us. It may be that before you, we know not those set on Daniel's destruction, the Lord overruling, the Lord sovereign, the Lord around him as that wall of fire. The king could not sleep all night. Daniel, Daniel, is thy God able to deliver thee? My God has sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth. But oh, the solemnity of those then cast into that den before they reached the ground. Destroyed. And our thought has gone to one more who proved the Lord to be that wall of fire about him. Dear Mordecai, Haman, set on his destruction, set on the destruction of the Jews. That gallows erected so high that that one who hung from it, as he thought Mordecai would be that spectacle to others. Yet, one watching over Mordecai cannot go into the events as they are recorded. But oh, those gallows that Haman had set for his destruction were those very gallows that he hung from. And in the Lord's purposes, that decree that went out to destroy the Lord's people brought to nothing. The Lord watching over. The Lord in his eternal love and mercy for his people watching over them. Every step of the way, do we believe it? He who has helped us hitherto, do we believe it? Can we sing it? Will help us all our journey through? And is there not, in the proving of those words, as Paul recorded them, if God be for us, who can be against us? Why? For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, or as the word records, as the anthem is sung in heaven, Alleluia, all glory and praise to the Lord. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth, all powerful, all knowing, all seeing, that one who watches over his people, that one who holds all things in his hand, that one who is that wall around his people, that wall of fire, that they might redound with all honour and glory unto the Lord. And dear child of God,
whatever is before, the Lord knoweth. They shall never perish, none shall pluck from my hand. As we spoke this afternoon in the Sunday school of the conies, that feeble folk who make their homes in the rock. That rock, even the Lord Jesus Christ, that rock that the Lord has spoken of himself, upon this rock I build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. No. For I am the Lord, I change not. I am He, the I am that I am. And I am that one who watches over and surrounds and keeps each one of his people. And we sang that hymn as it speaks of the 23rd Psalm. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff to comfort. The Lord present with his people, the Lord round about them, the Lord watching over them. Oh, might the Lord pardon what we have said or asked amiss, for that sovereign protector, as we sometimes sing in that hymn. A sovereign protector I have, unseen yet forever at hand, unchangeably faithful to save, almighty to rule and command. He smiles and my comforts abound, his grace as the dew shall descend, all walls of salvation surround, the soul he delights to depend. If God before us, as we've said, dear child of God, whatever is before, who can be against us? For I, saith the Lord, will be unto Jerusalem, and I believe unto each of us as his people, a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of our souls, not unto us, but unto thee, O Lord, belongeth all honour and glory. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Tim Kingham will preach tomorrow evening, and Mr. Timothy Pocock next Lord's Day, and he also hopes to address the Sunday School. And the Oakington Friends hold their New Year's services, God willing, on Wednesday. Let us close with hymn 452. On what has now been sown, thy blessing, Lord, bestow. The power is thine alone to make it spring and grow. Do thou the gracious harvest raise, and thou alone shalt have the praise. Hymn 452. Thank you.
Gracious Lord, pardon all that thou hast seen amiss. Do grant that for our souls to feed upon, by thy power, O Holy Spirit, do bring to remembrance. Do bless thy word, all of thee, not of us. O gracious Lord, watch over this people, watch over each one, be with those laid aside, do yet restore them, Lord, we pray. Do be that wall of fire about them, that thy glory might shine forth, of thine electing love and mercy as that candlestick of mercy that might shine even around this place, that there might yet be those to be gathered in, and those, Lord, brought back, those brought into concern. O Lord, we pray in the midst also. So we lay all at thy feet. Pardon our every sin. Take us in safety. We travel, Lord, whether near or far. Be that one to watch over us and keep us all our journey through. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both now and forever, both present and absent. Amen.